School is back in session, and some school districts are making some timing changes this year. Schools in Seattle, Boston, Corpus Christi, and Washington, D.C. have made the school day longer as a way to extend learning time and improve student performance. But is longer always better? Joining us now is Maria Ferguson, who's the executive director of the Center on Education Policy at the George Washington University. Maria, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And is there an ideal length of the school day at this point? Have we figured out?
Not really. What we know is that the school day length is contextual. So depending on the community, it's really best for them to decide what their students need in terms of average school day, school week, or school year. Because when you talk about expanding time, it could be any variation on that theme.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for some people, they choose to add hours to the school day. So they may add additional time in the morning or the afternoon. In some communities, they may add time to the school year. So you may actually have a year-round school calendar that breaks up the time students have off throughout the school year as opposed to having, say, that traditional summer block. There's been a lot of research on this topic about summer loss and school start times. So time as a resource and as a tool for learning has really become a hot topic, and it's in some ways a very controversial topic, especially in this country.
And it's not fair to say that the more time kids spend in school, the more learning they're going to be doing?
No, it's definitely not fair. I think the way we tend to think about it is more is not enough. It has to be better. So it has to be more and better learning time. So the time spent, I mean, if you're in a school where the teaching is not of a high quality or the conditions are not conducive to learning, simply providing more of that is not going to do anything for students. It's really making the time that they have far more positive, far more productive, and that it demonstrates yielding results for the students that matter.
So what would be a good example of a school that adds time? Let's say they add 40 minutes or an hour to the school day, mm-hmm. and then uses that time wisely.
So a good example would be a school that uses their time as something that supports both their students and their teachers. This is one of the things that we have found in our research, that teachers are sometimes the most grateful beneficiaries of not only extra time, but more flexible time. They appreciate having the time to engage in collaborative planning, to do professional development for themselves. It helps make them better teachers, helps make them more effective teachers. For students, say if you're in a school district that has students that are high impact, low income, struggling with some of the core instructional subjects, having a little bit more time to give them that extra help that they need in reading and math can really make a difference for those students. So it's very situational. School districts that have more resources tend to think about how they use time very differently. It's often for enrichment activities that sometimes cost the parents extra monies. So there's this overlay of income that really comes into the use of time in a school district that is both interesting and provocative.
And to that point, you hear stories sometimes about school districts that are really strapped for cash and they have to shorten the school day or even the school week. And it always sounds like it's a terrible thing when you hear about something like that happening. Is it always a bad thing for the school day to be shortened?
Yeah, it's pretty much always a bad thing. I mean, unless you're compensating in some other way. In low-income communities, the schools not only provide a source for educating students, but a lot of times it's the source for their meals. Kids can get one, two, and in some cases three meals a day at the school. It provides them with a safe haven, perhaps, if their neighborhood is a challenged neighborhood, a neighborhood that's prone to violence. Giving them a safe haven in a school can sometimes be, the only place that they can go to feel safe. And if they have, working parents who are working full time, having those parents to then provide childcare for the time that their kids are out of school can be an enormous stress factor for them. We've seen this in this area, in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Maryland just changed their school calendar. They used to start school before Labor Day weekend. Now they start after Labor Day weekend, which was done solely for economic reasons, to ensure that those beach resorts keep making money over the Labor Day weekend. And a lot of educators felt that that was an extremely negative thing to do for students because it goes against what all the research tells us. But there you have it. So less time is usually not better.
Well, school districts in Los Angeles and Denver and Rochester, New York – have extended learning time. Do we know how it's been going in those cities?
Yeah, we do. I mean, our research has followed some of those cities quite carefully. And, you know, the potential outcomes are wonderful for students, obviously, student engagement, better culture, the teachers are happier, there's more parent and community support. The challenge is it's sometimes hard to attribute those gains from just the increased time because the time is connected to so many other factors. So, you know, and this is a wonky research point, but from a research perspective, can you say it was the time alone that helped improve performance in those districts? Probably not, but it's what the time does to the other factors involved that really helps it along. That's not to say there aren't challenges, because certainly all of those districts face challenges, and some of them traditionally are funding challenges. Having more time on the calendar usually costs school districts more. Transportation, believe it or not, is one of the biggest challenges. It's often said that school districts live and die by bus schedules. And it's very true. And often buses have to be rerouted to accommodate, you know, if a school day goes longer or starts earlier. The parents sometimes can resist it. It's not something that they may want. And the students and the teachers themselves can just get tired, depending on how the time is used. It can be exhausting for them. So the leaders have to be really thoughtful about how they do this and really, you know, watch the effects of it and then make tweaks and corrections and mid-course changes if need be.
As you know, the school day is at this point just a part of a child's daily schedule. I wonder what a longer day means for after-school activities, for after-school sports, for after-school jobs in some cases.
Mm-hmm. It affects all of those things. And in some communities, the longer school day allows students who may not have been able to participate in sports or enrichment activities, it may give them the opportunity to do so. But in other instances, especially, I mean, you make a very good point, as it pertains to older students, it may hinder their ability to work after school. And for some families, having that child work after school is essential to their family's lifeblood. You know, it helps their family survive. Same with year-round schools. It may eliminate that summer job that so many high school juniors and seniors have, because when you go to school all year round, it's really hard to hold down a job for more than 2 weeks at a time. So it impacts all of those things, which is why we say that it is contextual, and districts really need to develop the strategies that work best for their community, for their students and their parents.
Extending the school day also, of course, takes away some of the unstructured time that kids have. Is that a problem, or maybe they don't need so much unstructured time?
Well, again, I think it depends on the community in which you live in. If you live in a safe community with a lot of resources and parks and people who care about kids all around you, unstructured time can be a lovely and wonderful thing. If you live in a community where you're facing great dangers or violence and there's no caring adults or resources for you to enjoy as a child, it can be a very scary and intimidating thing. So sadly, there's no one answer.
So which way do you think we're going at this point? Are we heading toward a longer day around the country?
We're definitely heading towards more time. More and more districts are embracing this notion that educating students is a far more complex endeavor in the 21st century than it was in previous times, and that schools may need to just devote more time to the enterprise. There are some places, though, and again, not to ding the state of Maryland, I'm a proud Montgomery County parent, but that has chosen to go in the opposite direction by making their summertime longer than it was in the past. So I think it all depends on the community and on the students and what the parents want. But on the whole, yes, we're moving towards more learning time.
Do you remember how long your school day was?
I have visions of 8 to 3, but I'm fairly sure I was asleep for the first hour. So it probably cut it down a bit.
Yeah, I was in high school. I was 8 to 3:50, but I did have a free period in the middle of the day. So, yeah.
Yeah, kids have a lot of free periods now, too. That's the other thing. And they're allowed to go off campus.
That's Maria Ferguson, who is executive director of the Center on Education Policy at the George Washington University. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure.